Book your New Jersey summer vacation. Get ready for sunshine vibes and waves of beach and boardwalk fun. Go for exciting destinations, entertaining nightlife, and endless outdoor adventures. Whether relaxing along 130 miles of Jersey Shore or climbing high in the Skylands, create your New Jersey summer escape at visitnj.org/booknow.
The Self-Helpful Podcast is brought to you by Ziglar, your premier source for equipping coaches to help leaders and top performers excel professionally and personally. Visit Ziglar.com and let them inspire your true coaching performance.
Welcome to the Ziglar Inspire Podcast.
Ziglar Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziglar's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay, hoping you're having a better than good day, as Mr. Ziglar loves to say. Today, Zig is going to examine exactly what type of person becomes successful, he and the audience he is talking to. We'll list the characteristics necessary for success, and then how much of that should be taught in the school system, and how much should be taught at home. Let's listen, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled-in-bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Let me remind you again that as we talk along these lines, that all of us still want the same thing. All of us want to be happy and healthy. We want to be secure, reasonably prosperous. We want to have friends, and we want to have peace of mind. Let me remind you again that you are what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. And you can change what you are, and you can change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. But let me ask you the question. How many of you have ever wondered in your own mind if you really, as an individual, had what it takes to be successful? How many of you have ever held on a regular basis your own little personal pity party, something that you had planned on happening didn't happen, and you said, oh, poor little me, nothing ever goes right for me? And then you would point out somebody else, well, I can see why that guy'd make it, why he's bright, he's articulate, he's well-educated, he's personable. I can see where this lady would make it, why she's a marvelous communicator, has a wonderful personality, loves people, gets along with everybody. I can see where she'd make it. I can see where he could make it, but poor little me. How many of you have ever, in those moments, wondered if you really had what it took to be successful? Can I see your hands, please? Okay, those of you who did not raise your hands didn't understand the question. Either that or you are powerful tired. That's all I got to say about you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what is necessary for success? What does it take to be successful? Here's what I'd like to get you to do. I would like to get you to think of the most successful person you know. Could be a man, could be a woman, could be your parents, could be a son or a daughter, a brother or a sister, a cousin, could be a neighbor. Could be a preacher, could be a plumber, could be a general in the army, could be an admiral in the navy, could be a salesperson, a business executive, a mother of the year, a school teacher, a professor, could be a politician. Think of the most successful person you know. And here's what really will make the cheese more binding. Think of somebody who, if you could not be you, you would say, I'd want to be her, or I'd want to be him. Now, don't eliminate a person just because they're rich. I know some very successful people who are rich. But don't include them just because they're rich, because I know some very rich people whom I would not consider in the least bit successful. Classic example is Howard Hughes. I don't think anybody listening to this recording would have swapped places with Howard Hughes the last 20 years of his life. But now think of this individual, and let's see if we can find out what makes this person successful. What are the qualities which make them successful? I want you to call out to me the qualities, and I'll write them down. What's one quality of this successful person? Call it out loud, and I'll just write it down. Somebody who has a good, positive mental attitude. I assume that that's what you're talking about, a good, positive mental attitude, all right? Give me another one. Somebody who has great faith, all right? And I heard the word somebody who has desire, all right? Give me another one. Somebody who has enthusiasm. Okay, give me another one. Somebody who is a good listener, and somebody who has a good sense of humor. What's another quality of the successful person? Somebody who has integrity, and somebody who is consistent. Okay, give me another one. Somebody has a good self-image. Somebody who has love in their life. All right, give me another one. A loving individual, an honest individual. Somebody who is sincere. Somebody who is an encourager. And I believe I heard somebody say a moment ago, is a hard worker. You know, a lot of people quit looking for work as soon as they find a job. And that's not what we have in mind, is it? Somebody asked this fellow, how many people you got working for you? And he said about half of him. Okay? Another quality. Somebody who has compassion. Okay? How many of you believe that your attitude's important? Can I see your hands? Okay. Now, let me see if we can do a little check in here. How many of you, when you were in school, had a course which specifically taught you how to develop these qualities that you've just identified as being present in the most successful people you know? I don't see any hands. Isn't that interesting? How many of you think maybe we just might be missing the boat in education? Can I see your hands? Okay. Now, with the exception of educators, everybody listening to this recording and everybody here tonight feels pretty good. Boy, I've found out what I need to succeed in life, and I've found out what my problem is. It's those educators. They're not teaching us what we need to know. You wait till I get back home, and I'm going to be talking to them. That's what I'm going to be doing. But here's the basic problem, folks. When you got one finger pointed that away, you got exactly three times that many fingers pointed right back this away. Now, let me do a little survey and a little study. And those listening to the recording, you answer this question to yourself as you ride along. In the states you live, how many hours a day do the kids go to school? 6, okay. How many days a year do they go to school? 180, okay. Now, that means the kids are in school 1,080 hours. Now, in your state, how many hours are there in a year? Is it the same as in my state? That's 8,760. So what that means is the kids are at home 7,680 hours and they're in school 1,080 hours a year. How many of you therefore believe that us parents should accept just a small amount of responsibility for teaching these qualities? How many of you think we'd have a better America if these qualities were taught at home and then reinforced in school? Okay. How many of you would be interested in a course that taught these qualities right here? Can I see your hands? Fantastic. Well, those of you who are listening to the recording, you've already bought it. because that's what raising positive kids in a negative world is all about.
Boy, that is convicting. It is so easy to give our parenting responsibility to the school, but you can see from this podcast that the responsibility really remains in the home. What are you doing to instill the necessary characteristics into your children so that as adults, they can enjoy success? Think about it. And until next week, I'm Blake Lindsay, encouraging you to live your life to the fullest. Ziglar. Inspiring true performance.